and you break the whites into a little entering bowl.
Into the soup, the most fun you'll have in your kitchen with your clothes on. It's about jumping in, getting your hands dirty, and getting off of the recipe page. We take a bite out of life and we live in the now. Blazing trails, meeting characters, sharing stories, and making things happen. So open your ears and close your mouth, and let's get into the soup with Heidi Lee.
Hey there, boys and girls. This is Heidi Lee, and you are Into the Soup right here on KWSS 93.9. I got my rock and radio redhead, Emily King.
Hello, boys and girls.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm a little tired.
I'm so tired.
I'm sure you are way more tired.
Well, we only stayed up to, like, I think the latest was, like, 10:45.
Oh, really?
I just got back from girls' weekend, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Yeah.
And always great stories.
Always, yeah.
And if you follow her on Facebook, you saw the very elaborate dessert plate.
We try not to post pictures of humans for the sake of humanity because it's a bunch of 52-year-old women in the backyard of a McMansion somewhere in Southern California.
Some people can really get into that, though.
Getting their groove on. Yeah.
Nice.
It's great.
Do you guys have, like, music?
Oh, always. Yeah. Now, I mean, before, it was just, like, trying to figure out how to get the boom box to play loud enough so we could all hear it and hide it from the sun. Now it's like playlists on everybody's, you know, iPod, and it's like, your music sucks.
Next.
Can we not have quite so much country? Sorry, Lori, I love you.
I would be in the same boat, not really a country fan. So, like, what was on the playlist? What was the hot?
Well, everybody has different stuff. Like, mine is just my, I don't have an iPod, and I don't like to do that stuff because it takes too much time. So I just use my Pandora, and my Pandora handle for that, like, little created your own station was Ambrosia.
Right on.
Right?
Very nice.
Yeah, straight back to the 70s and 80s. So mine was like the early evening music when everyone was just kind of toned down a little
bit.
Some
Bee Gees.
Right, exactly, yeah. Right, exactly. And then Kathy would come on with Earth, Wind, and Fire and start dancing. She dances like a black person. I swear to God, this girl's got the moves. It's like, how did you get that? You're German. And then we all get up and try to dance. And then, unfortunately, though, with those really neat phones, people have cameras that videotape stuff.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm like, if anybody posts any of this anywhere.
I was going to say, you should make a rule next year.
We have a waiver.
iPhones going too. Do you?
No, but I'm bringing one.
You really should. You really should, because you never know.
Yeah, someone might get a wild hair. So, like, last year, they jacked my phone. And I just started, like, had one date with this guy, and they found him on it and started sending him all these crazy-ass texts.
Oh, my God. Any pictures?
It was so embarrassing. No.
No.
Just texts. So this year, I blocked my phone and hid it.
Good idea.
I actually did. But, yeah, it was really fun, and it's kind of, it's an interesting story. So I grew up in a very small town, and I've known my best friend, Shanna, since I was 8.
I met Shanna. She's a pretty cool
so,
chick.
So, you know, 20 years.
20 years.
I'm Mort. And then we just met all these other friends that we picked up along the way through junior high and high school. And there were 7 of us. And we actually called ourselves the girls. And like one year someone made a pillow that embroidered the girls on it, you know, and we all sat around and got high and went, like, I love this pillow. And then we went our ways and everybody got married. And some of us stayed really closely connected, like Shannon and I always have. And then, you know, we just didn't see each other. We were always aware. But anyway, one of the girls in our group committed suicide. And this was like 2006 or 2005. And so her best friend, Dawn, got in touch with everybody, found us all, because I was living in Singapore, and got everybody's email address and said, we should get together and have a girls' weekend. And that was the beginning, and the first one was in 2006.
That's awesome.
So all came back together, yeah.
Have they always... It's a very tragic way to start
it
that.
It is.
But, I mean, it's important to reconnect with friends and...
Well, yeah, because we were so... I mean, your high school friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, college can be one thing. I don't have any college friends that I stay connected with.
Oh, really? That's where I started making my connections.
Is that where you got... Yeah.
Oh, I could care less about high school. Sorry if any of you are listening.
Especially you, Jim. Oops.
But that was not... You know, that was not the best time of my life. College was awesome.
It's like what we talked about when we were saying, do you really want to put your maiden name on Facebook? Because then all these people are like, hey, hi, you remember me from that one party in October? No.
Luckily,
sorry.
My last name is pretty common. It's a little harder to find me, especially because I don't post pictures of myself.
Oh, my maiden name is not. It's Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I know that.
Yeah. Oh, that you do know.
I know that.
I think a lot of people know that because that's my main page on Facebook. Find us on Facebook, Into the Soup. But yeah, so we got together and it was just, it was so much fun. And if you think about it, 11 years ago, we were 41. Mm-hmm. That was such a different time in our lives. I mean, we still had young kids.
Right.
And now everybody's married and they've got their children of their own, except for mine and Kathy's. Both of our oldest, well, I only have one, but her oldest boy and Sammy are both moving to college.
Yay.
Today.
Ridiculous.
Well, it's Monday in my world. It's Saturday in yours. And right now, I'm probably bawling like a baby with, like, windshield wipers on my glasses.
And she's been hoofing it up and downstairs with heavy boxes. Actually, they probably have elevators, huh?
No. This is what's so cool. So she's in Barrett.
Okay.
So Barrett is an actually enclosed campus on ASU. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a card to get in. So they're locked in even more. It's like a chastity belt for college. And so you pull up. I know those are
being an honors college is just that anyway.
I know, right? Geek. So they give you a day and a time. So hers was this morning, Saturday at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And you pull up. They ask your name. They ask your room number. They unload all of your stuff. Put it on dollies. By the time you go park and get into your room, all your stuff there. It's like Hogwarts.
That's crazy.
Isn't that great? And then they have a feast.
I had to do it with my aunt and my mom because I moved to Illinois for my freshman year of college. And we had to go.
That must have been so hard for your mother.
I don't know.
Not really?
She was ready. She was ready. My brother My brother took off 5 years prior, and she was good with that. And so there were not a lot of tears on her end. I was a little homesick, but and that's where I met my best friend, September.
Oh.
She came in. She showed up at the door of my dorm room, and she's like, "Hi, my name's September. What's your name?" And I was,
"Do you want to play with me?"
Exactly. And actually, she told me her last name too, and I was like, "That's a stripper name." And we've been best friends ever.
Was that your first thought?
That was our first. That was our yep. And that's why we're friends, because to this day.
Awesome.
But you know, we hoofed it up 3 flights of stairs. I don't even think there was an elevator.
No, we had elevators in mine when I first went to college.
Oh, okay. There was actually an elevator, but it was so crowded that day that we were like, screw it, we'll take the stairs. I didn't have that much stuff anyway.
No, I don't remember how much stuff I had. I know that my parents took me in our van, and two of the girls that were girls' weekend this weekend, Kathy and Shanna.
So you guys all went to college together?
No. I dropped out of high school and got my GED and went. My freshman year was all of my friends, my classmates' senior year.
Okay.
So they went with my parents to drop me off. And my new, roommate was there. And she's like, "Hi, my name's Debbie Odine, and I'm Miss Moses Lake." And I'm like, "Oh, great, cool." She goes, "You can't cry." And I'm like, "But I want to cry. I don't, what, why not?" So that's out and festered for like days until I went to a kegger. Woo, I miss my parents. And so my folks were just like, first kid in that family to go to college, 2 older brothers. And they drove around. My dad stopped. Bought the girls a pack of smokes and a half rack of beer. And they just drove around for like 3 hours. Isn't that odd? I know, strange, right? I have that kind of impact.
Wow.
What am I going to do? Well, you can't even be with me when I drop Sammy off.
No.
I'm going to be so freaked.
It'll
or I am so freaked right now.
I'll meet you after. We'll go hit some bars on Mill Avenue.
Oh, God, no. Are you
introduce
kidding?
Ourselves to some freshmen. I'd like to see the inside of your dorm room.
There's probably so many. What kind of sticky things did you get for your posters? God, did I say this on the air about we were at Target? And no. Using your gift card, thank you
Yay.
Very much.
You're welcome.
To gather, all things dormitory. Mm-hmm. And they've got the big college area now, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so she was talking about she had a class that ended at like 8:30 at night all the way across campus. And I'm like, "Excuse me? How are you going to get home?" And so I'm like, "Excuse me, sir, can you tell me where the mace is?"
Oh, yeah.
So we go over there and we're picking out the one we want. This lady looks at us and she says, "Heading off to college, huh?" It's like, yeah,
that's
pretty much.
So hilarious to me.
Yeah, it's fun. So, so Girls Weekend was phenomenal.
Good.
If you could ring me out and make a cocktail.
You guys
or
had
two.
That much fun.
Oh, God, yeah.
Now, have you always done it over in the McMansion?
Oh, yeah, Shanna's? Mm-hmm. Yeah, always. Always. Awesome. And it's just like, you can't move. It's really restrictive for her.
Do you get in sleeping bags? How does it, what is
Oh,
the
no. It's a McMansion. Everybody gets a bed or a shared bed.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, this year, Shannon moved some of her beds up to a rental house, and so I slept on the couch.
Oh.
But that was okay.
It was comfy.
It was great. And she just had this, you know, insane need to talcum powder everybody before we went to bed. Woke up in the morning like, whoa! But we had really, I mean, we always have really good food and music, and the weather was perfect. It was like 90. The pool was 86.
That's not bad.
Everybody's got their own floaty. Yeah, perfect. It's pretty phenomenal.
You don't have to worry about that water. You know everybody in it.
Yeah, oh, aside from your bath water thing from the public pool, that was pretty nasty. What exactly did you say?
It was something like summer in Arizona.
Public pools public are like, pool. Oh, getting an STD or a flesh-eating
bacteria. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I was concerned about that. I got in the pool over at my parents' condo because I won't swim at my own place.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
Wanna,
yeah, got it.
Don't need to be in a bikini.
I'm in there with you.
But so I get in and I'm just like, whoa, this is really warm.
It is bath water.
It's like 100 degrees.
And you just jump in and you jump out. And then it's all gone and you're dry.
Yeah, and there's kind of a film on top from all the tanning oil and stuff like that. And it's just like,
Speaking of a film, I'm going to throw this out there because it'll be freaking hilarious. Have you heard of this product called Poo-Pourri?
Yes. Have you seen the commercials?
No, there's commercials.
That's something you should take to college. You don't want to be the stinky one.
You know what else is funny? Is Sausage Party. Have you seen the trailers for that?
No, but we will have to talk about it when we get back.
We'll take a break, and I'm going to show Emily the trailer for this thing. It's like, are you serious? It's an adult cartoon about different types of pork. And I'm like, wow. Yeah, and it's not yet rated. So there you go. All that and more on Into the Soup. This is Heidi Lee, KWSS 93.9. We'll be right back.
Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Welcome back to Into the Soup. This is your host, Heidi Lee. I'm here with my rock and radio redhead, Emily King.
Your one and only guest today.
That's right. We had someone, you know, had some sort of problem at their restaurant, Jeff Krause, Crate Bar. But that's okay. We'll get you on. So anyway, we're scrambling. So we thought, you know what? We can sit around and talk to each other for like 3 or 4 hours at a time.
Pretty much. We did
so
anyway.
We just figured we'd just throw this together because we have a lot to talk about.
We'll just hit record.
Yeah.
Go.
And then just go. And so we just looked at the 5-minute trailer for Sausage Party that I hadn't seen. And it was even more vulgar because...
So many F-bombs.
I know, right? Seth Rogen, Salma Hayek... All sorts of other people that I didn't see because I was laughing so hard I couldn't
stop.
Michael
Cera, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be pretty funny. Take a friend that's over 21.
Mm-hmm.
Some road pops, definitely. You can sneak those into the theater now. It's so easy.
Yeah, come on. If you haven't done it, try it this weekend.
Oh, yeah, please.
This is the perfect opportunity.
It's like the Chocolate Tower. If you haven't done that yet, you're missing out.
Or the Olympic drinking game.
What's that one?
You take a drink or a shot or whatever every time a... sport comes on that you have never didn't realize was an Olympic game.
Kind of like trampoline. Did you hear that's an Olympic sport
what?
Now? The trampoline. Yeah.
How I need to watch.
I don't
this.
Know. I heard I didn't
that
watch
would actually
it.
Be...
I don't have that much TV access because I just didn't allow myself for it. I heard it on the radio coming down from the mountain this morning. It's like, did you know they have trampoline as
did
a sport?
Did you know they have Nerf wars as a sport now?
They might.
They
okay, so how
knew.
Do you drink? Tell me that.
Every time that comes on, you know, an unexpected sport. There are some other ones, too. We'll have to look that up on our next break so we can fully embrace the Olympic drinking.
Ours day. Used to be, we had two of them. One of them was Gilligan's Island. And whenever the skipper hit him with his hat, then you had to drink.
Okay.
You had to chug. And the other one was the Bob Newhart show. When anybody said, Bob.
I'm named after Emily from that show.
You're kidding me.
Oh,
I'm not. I can't remember Susan something. Suzanne. Nah. We'll Google it when we go on a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, so college drinking games, those are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sammy was telling me that the other day she wanted to be an RA in her sophomore year. And I'm like, really? You want to be the
least popular person on purpose?
Right, yeah. So you tell on everybody? I mean, we all hated those people.
She just wants a whistle. I was like, hey, is there fun being had in here?
I don't know. Yeah, because she has no control in my environment. Yeah, right. So we wanted to say one thing quickly. Back to school, all those little kiddies are out there, and they're getting off the bus, and they're walking by themselves or with their folks. So be careful. You know, don't go mowing them down because you're having a bad Friday.
Pay attention to those bus stop signs.
Yes,
I've blown through a couple.
You have? Oh my God.
Accidentally. Like they're slowing down, they're opening up the sign.
I would hope you didn't do it wantonly. Yeah.
I'm one of those people that's having a bad day. But
up
no,
on the
sidewalk. I've done it before because they'll slow down. They're kind of pulling over. They're inching out the little, it doesn't come out quickly. That thing comes out slowly, the arm.
Oh, the arm that says stop? Yeah.
And I've just gone right on past.
Okay.
Sorry.
Did he flip you off?
I didn't look back.
Oh, good for you. One time, Sammy came home from school and I think she was in like fourth or fifth grade. She comes in the front door and I was trying on cocktail dresses. Mm-hmm. Because David and I were going to a function of some sort. And so I've got these really high heels on, and she comes in, and she's just freaking out. We're like, what? She says, I went to grab my trumpet underneath the bus, and he took off, and it almost ripped my arm off. And I bolted out that door, and I'm running down the street with high heel in my hand, screaming at this guy barefoot. Dave gets in the car and blocks him at the stop sign, and they, like, call people. I know.
That's awesome.
Maybe she should be an RA. So a friend of Emily's was saying, she's a server at where?
Actually, Sullivan's.
Okay, and she was like, please, when you put your kids back in school, don't forget to keep going out to eat,
right.
Especially dinner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's where they make their bread, you know?
Of course.
And she's going to, she's not struggling. They make good money.
Servers?
Especially like big ones like steakhouses, like Sullivan's, the ones that people go back to over and over. And she lives, it's Indianapolis, so that's fine dining.
Oh, I was going to say, I've never heard of Sullivan's. Maybe
Sullivan's
I should call
Steakhouse?
Christina Barrueta. Hey, text it.
We had one in Tucson, and I used to like to go there for happy hour. Because, you know, it's all the guys in their suits and a great martini.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a good place to hit.
A really good place to hit for happy hour, if you're, you know, looking, is Durant's.
I haven't been there. I haven't been to Durant's at all. We
ever?
Should do that. Ever.
Okay, you missed because back in the day, so this is a good segue, I went with Abby.
Oh,
and
yeah,
John
I remember.
Ormond. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you missed out on a good
and
one.
And you can get like the free dessert for life card or something. Am I thinking of the right one?
Yeah. Yeah, and he came out with all of these different brulees, like three.
Nice.
And the chef was so shy. I think his name was Kenny, and I think he's still there. And
is he just hiding in the kitchen, sticking his head out?
It was a total boondoggle. And I mean, we got this like filet mignon on a stick that you dipped in béarnaise.
Wow.
Everything was on a stick. We got these beautiful, like, I think, you know, the oxymoron of the world, jumbo prawns. It's like jumbo shrimp, really? Okay. And the best martini I probably have ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had a good one at Elements.
Elements is
another place we haven't been in a really
long
time.
Oh, have you seen it since they remodeled?
No.
Oh my God. I was up there like 2 years ago when I was doing speed dating. Elements, yes. And they changed the whole outside and the inside so they can house a lot more people.
Awesome.
And it's so beautiful. And anybody out there in listener land, if you've never been to Sanctuary at Sunset, you absolutely have to go.
Yeah.
It's like looking down on Babylon.
I think, what were we there for? Did we do a show with Bo there?
No.
You were doing something. You were actually working in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Wild Horses Pass thing.
Something like
Remember
that.
Remember that when we got kicked out?
What?
They took all of our signage down, and I was just like, there was smoke and fire coming out of my ears. It was a fundraiser for Bo's friend, that golf thing.
Okay.
And remember that comedian guy came over to my house, and we interviewed him?
It's all coming back now. Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been a long time.
Oh, my God.
We sat at that big, heavy wooden table.
Yeah, my mango wood table, mm-hmm. which is now gone. Oh, I know the lady who has it, though, because I sold it at a garage sale.
Do you go visit it once in a while?
She sends me pictures because she bought the chairs and everything. And I was just talking to her. I said, you need to have a Grey Tie event there. Grey Tie event is my catering company.
Yes.
She's like, oh, that would be so great. And so, you know, I texted her a couple of times. It's going, did you get the carpet around it
How's
yet?
My table?
How's my table? That table meant a lot to me.
It was a beautiful table.
It was gorgeous. And I actually, one of the very few things I bought at a... you know, big store. I got it from Crate and Barrel.
Okay.
Normally don't do that. It's like, I'd rather find something at a flea market and take it home and fix it.
IKEA.
But that was a beautiful, that was a gorgeous table. I loved it. But yeah, so going back. So not a lot of people know that. I mean, you may have heard it occasionally, but I was on the air, and two of the years of the three I was on the air with Emily, and this was from 2009 until the end of 2011. And then we took a little break for, you know, pressure and life reasons, and that was 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and we came back in January.
Right.
And so there was really no rhyme or reason as to how I ended up on the radio. I didn't go to Cronkite. I didn't study broadcast journalism, none of it. I was just out networking for my own personal chef service. Mm-hmm. And this lady says, do you know this guy? Because I think you'd be really good on the radio. And I'm like, huh?
So did you do any kind of test? Like, did they bring you into a studio? And
no, they just said, you got $300, we'll take you.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it's like. If you've got the money, I mean, you know, it's not, you know, some of the different stations, but if you have a show, a solid show, they'll bring you on. So I started actually with Kim and Dawn on Culinary Confessions. This was in April of, like, 2009, and so I had an hour with them once a week. Mm-hmm. And that's how I met Joshua Hebert.
Oh, yes.
And all these other people, and then from there, I went to another station, because Kim and Don no longer exist. I went to another AM station, and we were there for about a year, and then we moved to KWSS, and we're there for a little over a year, year and a half, I think. And that's when you came on and started just being a guest and then started being a producer. Mm-hmm. And Emily was a student at the Art Institute, and my ex-husband used to teach capstone classes there, and that's how he met her, and he's like, you have got to meet this young lady.
Which I still think is hilarious. I don't think anyone has ever been impressed with me other than David.
I was.
David's like, you would fit in really well with my wife.
And you did. Awesome. And we've been friends for years, even after all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And so you moved to Tucson, opened a restaurant, did all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I went through some serious life changes. And my father passed away. I got divorced. And it was just like, I needed to take a step back. Because I wasn't that kind of person that was prepared to have my life in a spotlight when I was going through that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And I think it was the perfect... It was a great step back because we got to rebuild and refocus.
And and then out of the blue, went to culinary school at Arizona Culinary Institute. Got out of it, blogged my way through, which was a fascinating journey. And I actually challenged myself to do it because I hadn't been writing consistently. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And you just posted something recently. You're like, I want to write again.
I really do. And
you need a kick in the butt.
You really do. And so I need a theme. So that's why I was kind of throwing it out there to friends.
And I'm like, and you're like, RTS blog stuff.
No, hello. Shut up. But I would, and we will have to talk a little bit more about that off air so that people can check it out on intothesoup.com.
Yeah, so I blogged my way through culinary school. I was there for 6 months, and I think I didn't do it every week, but I think I have at least 16.
And they're hilarious. You have to go to
intothesoup.com and just start, go to the blog site and just start in the month of May, and you can search that way. So I started with an opening thing, and it was actually after... he was a big impetus, but he wasn't my greatest impetus, was Chef Glenn Humphrey. Mm-hmm. And he was a teacher there, an educator there, and a very good friend and a colleague. And after he passed away, I got a lightning bolt, to make the story long story short, and ended up going to school for 6 months, and it was absolutely fascinating. When I got out, I was like, what am I going to do? You know? So I worked for them for a while, and then my daughter and all of these people were like, why don't you get back into radio? And I'm like, huh. So ACI supported me initially, and they said, yeah, we'd love to do it. And so that was our kickstart.
And
I called you.
Yes.
I texted Emily, and I said, I'm going to go back into radio. Do you want to play? And all I got was capital letters. Yes, 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 yes.
It's like moving up this weekend, which actually happened.
It
pretty
did.
Soon after that, I was like, yeah, I think I'm done with Tucson.
It took a while to get it.
To my friends.
But so that's how we started. So it wasn't, you know, I wasn't like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a DJ, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to work my way up. I just ended up having the funding and the time and the, you know, initiative and the wherewithal to learn what I needed to do as a broadcast journalist. and control my people, because it wasn't that way in the beginning. I mean, we were a hot mess around that table. It's like, okay, wait, shut up. Okay, wait.
Oh, yeah.
And but eventually we got it down. I think it's a pretty good show.
You get into... I might be partial, but...
Raise your hand. Give me an 8-in.
No, and you know, I think a lot of people don't... And I mean, you can listen to all the amateur DJs on the radio to figure this out. But
or podcasts.
It's very difficult to keep a conversation going on air, especially with somebody that maybe you're just meeting with for the first time, and that's why you're so impressive.
Oh, thank you so much. I've had my struggling moments. We've had some people where they just, their sphincter goes, that red light turns on, or you point your finger at them, they go, I'm a farmer. What do you do? I brew beer. Okay, a little bit more. Monosyllabics not good like pizza. That's a pretty good commercial, actually. Okay, so we're going to come back. We are going to have our soup of the week. And Emily requested this, actually. So
it smells delicious.
Think in your mind about if you have already gone off to school or just left the nest. When you come home, what's that one thing you want your mom or your dad to make for you when you walk in that door?
I have a couple in mind. Cool. Yeah.
And we'll tell you all about them. Because I've got some, too, and I know Sammy has hers. Mm-hmm. And we will tell you all about them right here on KWSS 93.9. You're into the suit. That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it. I danced my face off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my drink and smoke my... But my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat. Then do it again. Man, I want to go to college for the rest of... Welcome back. This is Heidi Lee. You are Into the Soup right here on 93.9 KWSS. Emily King is here.
I'm here, and I'm enjoying Heidi's snacks.
I know. What are my... You tell them about the snacks so I can drink.
What she has prepared for me. We have a little... It's like smoked salmon, kind of.
Mm-hmm. It's a smoked salmon.
Yeah, smoked salmon. It's a little drier than usual, which I like. I like that.
It's not a gooey smoked salmon.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a fan of the wet. Then we have...
Yeah, me neither.
Swamp ass. And then we have some...
You have to edit yourself now.
No kidding. I'm feeling damp because it's so darn humid. But
and you have an ice pack on your entire body. Yes. So.
Yes, I do. Little injury. And then we have some pepperoos stuffed with goat cheese and some marinated artichoke hearts and some cheese filled.
Those are Queen Creek olive.
Queen Creek
mill olives with feta and oregano.
Were those stuffed when you got them, or did you?
Yes, they
that?
Were stuffed when okay. I got them. Yeah.
All right, I like your style.
I know.
And then we have a delicious rosé. From, darn it, it's in the freezer.
Gerard Bertrand. Okay. But that's our weekly wet, so we can't go there yet.
And it's a beautiful bottle.
And it's lovely. So we'll and I never got into rosé until I met Flagstaff. And I'm just like, what, really, dude? You're drinking pink wine? It's like, hello? He's kind of miffed about that. He's like, just because I drink pink wine doesn't mean I'm not a stud. And I'm like, okay, we're great. And so we got you ingratiated with rosés.
Amazing. Over at Mel's Place.
Yes. Mel Messina.
Also known as the Four Seasons. But I just call it Mel's.
And Talavera.
Talavera.
That night that I did that cooking thing with Kelly.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
That was a great dinner, too.
Yeah, that was really
and,
fun.
And the Messina's brothers are doing it again this weekend.
I
or today.
Know. Oh, it's today.
Right.
So if you didn't get tickets, you're probably screwed. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to be there because, like I said, I'm going to be probably drinking 3 or 4 bottles of this rosé with Emily as I bawl my eyes out because my daughter's leaving me. I know.
You can find, like I said, downtown, guys, Mill Avenue.
Hey, I think we should hit it. I'm going to wear short shorts and some stilettos.
We'll call Steve. He'll be our Uber.
Burns?
Uber by Steve. Hey, he said he needed more income.
I don't think he's that hard up.
But we're so fun.
Well, yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody in the backseat.
What worries me about Uber is that a lot of people do it after they've lost a job. So it's kind of a desperation job. Kind of like when I left for the islands. Like, all those many moons ago, it's like, just this sucks. I'm desperate.
So, yeah, how exactly did that come about? I don't think did you lose a job? Is that what happened?
No, not at all. I was just extremely unhappy. I had a lot of icky things happening. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of icky things happen, but you just get past them. My family's like the Kennedys.
You have, and, seriously.
I know, right?
Seriously. Someday when we write that book,
I know.
Everyone will be
we'll
filled in.
We'll actually get into it. But yeah, I mean, and it's not, I'm not trying to take it lightly. I mean, it was really serious stuff, tragic things, the loss of limbs, head injuries, death, destruction. I mean, it was quite horrific for a young person. And even when I was in my late 40s, it happened again. But you just go forward. Mm-hmm. If you stop, you become that person that says, repent, the end is near, with a sign on the corner of a street with a bucket looking for money. Right. And so you don't do that. And you have children and you have family and you have friends. And so you just keep going. And, you know, it's like you can never see around a corner.
What's that saying? If you're going through hell, keep going.
If you're going through hell, keep on going.
I've been through similar situations.
So there was some hell going on. And I had been on a trip with my family and I was a corporate paralegal. And it was a good job. I mean, I really liked it. But I took my 2 weeks. Everybody got the flu. We went through a hurricane. My brother got mugged. And it was just like, I have to wait 50 more weeks to get time off. Mm. And so I was recanting this story to a friend of mine in a bar. All my best stories start in a bar.
Wait, what hurricane?
I don't remember. It was like 1986.
Was it Andrew?
No, that was 89.
Okay.
That was down. That was when I was in the islands, which was even more of a hoot. And I said, you know, if you wanted to run away to an island right now, I would go. And she said, which one? And I said, I don't know. I heard St. Thomas is nice. So that was when you could actually literally get up and book a ticket. So I walked to the payphone, called United Airlines, booked the ticket. You didn't have to have any money or anything.
Wow.
And she chickened out, and I went by myself. And so I went down there with a backpack and just said, gee, what can I do? And I had the basics of cooking from my mother. And I stumbled across this guy. He goes, hey, I need a stewardess for a week. You want to come? Pays $500. I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
And so I met him on the boat, and I'm walking to the boat, and I'd never been on a boat, never been sailing, never done any of that. This was a power yacht. And his cook was freaking out. She told him to F off and stormed off the boat. And they were going to be there in like 2 hours. And it was just the husband and wife on their 65-foot yacht. And he says, do you know how to cook? And I said, yep. And I didn't.
What did you know at that point? Like, how basic?
Rice and gravy, chicken Dijon, and a tarragon in pork tenderloin and tarragon mustard sauce. All of these from my mother. And the only reason I knew those was because I thought that boys would like me if I cooked for them in college. Kind of worked, but kind of didn't. Backfired a little bit. But then that started my career in cooking, and I traveled around the world. I was in Europe. I was in Africa. And came back and went back to the paralegal life. And then I didn't even have the inkling or the chance to even think about culinary until 2004 when my ex-husband said, you really should do this. And so I started a cooking school for kids.
And was that what made him make that call?
Because I was unhappy.
Okay.
Because I was unhappy. I was working as a paralegal. It was a horrible job.
And he's like, you were good at
He says, why don't
cooking?
You do food? Do get some food. We've got, you know, I'm making good money and income. Why don't you do this? And so we did a summer program for kids, and we sold out in like 4 days.
That's awesome.
We had, for people in marketing, we had a 35% buy rate from flyers.
Wow.
Yep. And so I did it out of my house. And after it was over, the summer was done, he comes out and says, I got a job offer in Singapore. I'm like, huh, cooking school for kids when it's really, really hot, or let's move to Southeast Asia. So we did that. And then came back, and then to do the same thing again with the cooking school, but the market was saturated then.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had cooking schools. They had all those, you know, come in and make your dinners 4 months in advance, you know, mm-hmm. with the sneeze guard things and all this kind of stuff. And so that's how everything came around to me being on the radio.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep. And so if you think about
in the food world,
you don't know what your path is.
No.
Nobody, I mean, you can dictate your path. I mean, if you're going to be, the first thing that comes to my mind is gynecologist, you know, or some sort of person, all right, or an astronaut. You know, a gynecologist.
Wanted to be
or an
a gynecologist
astronaut.
Since I was 7 years old.
I'm not even going to touch that.
Got me a scope at 15.
like all these, they did a survey recently. And they had boys, what did they want to be? 57%, 70% sports figure. Mm-hmm. They want to play sports. Girls, teacher. So that's what you think you want to be.
Good grief.
I know, right?
I can't think of anything worse.
I thought I was going to be a teacher.
Really?
And I've been a teacher. I've actually been a substitute teacher. but you just, I mean, if you know exactly what you want to do, even if it's in culinary arts, try it first.
Mm-hmm.
Go out, work in a restaurant.
Definitely.
Before you make that commitment.
Definitely.
You know, and do it. I mean, you can't necessarily work in a hospital, you know, in a surgical gown or anything. But if you have that kind of drive, I think that's very different.
Oh, yeah.
From something that's more artistic.
My brother had that. He's always been, well, he has a photographic memory, which definitely helps.
Oh, jeez.
But he's always known he wanted to be a doctor. And I have never, ever known what I've ever wanted to be, and I still don't.
Cool.
And my dentist said to me, I went in and got
your
a
cavity. Your dentist?
Yeah. He's kind of like a, he's
you
also
guys are
like,
tight.
He is.
He's, you've got your mouth about it.
And he understands all of it. But
it's dental speak, I think.
Dr. John Shekel, by the way, if you need a dentist. Actually, he's not taking any new patients. He's trying
Damn,
to retire.
I need one.
But he's fantastic. And he's been my dentist since I was knee-high to a grasshopper.
Really?
And he's still my dentist. And I would drive back and forth from wherever I am. I would probably take flights cross-country if I lived on the East Coast
you
or
know,
something.
You know, dentists are like that. Just like gynecologists. It's like, please don't leave me.
I don't want anyone else to look
this
at my
hoo-ha. This is such an intimate experience. I mean,
it really is. He knows every part of my mouth. Take that.
I love you, Emily.
It's a little graphic. But anyway, I'm almost 30 years old, and I have seen him since I was a child. He's family. And he's like, well, Emily, you only have about 1 year more to mess around, because I just turned 29. And he was
okay.
Like, and then you got to
oh, yeah,
figure
yeah,
it out.
Oh, yeah, happy belated. Sorry. And I didn't get your present yet.
No
just
problem.
Snacks.
Not worried about it. The snacks are fantastic. But that was kind of a...
That's an interesting comment from
a dentist. That was a big one for me today. I'm still digesting that.
Oh, really? You're doing well.
Yeah.
That is a big one.
Yeah.
I got engaged when I was 29.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think that's... People get married early these days.
I didn't find anybody that I had fallen in love with.
I'm glad you waited.
Yeah, thanks.
Just because.
Yeah,
you know?
Just because. I mean, it happens when it's supposed to happen.
Right.
You know, and... Everything that I have, none.
And if you hadn't waited, you would have married somebody in the islands, and
right.
It would have been a very different existence. So that's why
we
I'm saying.
We would have brought them up in a village, man.
Right.
Yeah. It all left
They'd be a little bit browner.
They might be a little bit browner. Not necessarily because they're in the thun. Did I just say thun? Did I mention the soup of the week?
No.
I don't think that I did.
We need to get back to that.
Hair
back
soup
on
of the
track.
Week is brought to you by CCAP, Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. CCAP is a not-for-profit that promotes and provides food service career opportunities for underserved youth through culinary arts education and employment. That's a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
Try telling that to your dentist next time you see him.
I will.
Okay, so the soup of the week is my chicken noodle. Back to the basics. Just something very simple.
It smells
heavenly. And you actually referenced it. You just said, you know, let's go back to the basics and have something really simple, a glass of wine and a cup of chicken noodle soup.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't today because I didn't have enough time, but I generally always roast my chicken first. So there's just not that much flavor in chicken anymore, so you have to just give it that extra boost.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in big, huge cuts of mirepoix. If you don't know what that is, Google it, because I'm not going to educate you on that one. Parsley, pepper, and cook it down. Take it out, remove the salts, take all the bones out, put the meat back in. Fresh carrot, fresh, you know, small dice, carrot, celery, onion. And we do dumplings.
Oh, do you?
Yes. We do dumplings.
How do you do your dumplings?
Well, I'm a cheater. I do Bisquick. Because they're actually damned good. But the only thing you need to do is instead of using water or milk, use half and half.
Okay.
And it just makes them fluffier. And the big thing is, my basics instructor, Chef Mac, I love that guy to death. I'll take him with me always. He told me one of the biggest lessons I learned at culinary school. Love your food. Be patient, Heidi. That first pancake doesn't turn out. That first pancake never turns out.
That's a throwaway.
He said, love your food. So when you're doing dumplings, crank that sucker up to a boil. Make sure you have a lot of room. I usually remove the chicken. Put your dumplings in. Lid on. Lid off for 10 minutes. Lid on for another 10. So you're cooking them for 20 minutes. And you're like, oh my God, they're going to be all wet. They're going to fall apart. It's like, no, let it work and do that 20 minutes and you'll have the most beautiful dumplings ever. But then make sure you separate them from the sauce because they suck up all the soup juice and then mm-hmm. they're just like soggy. So
yep.
That's how I do my dumplings. Do we need to take a break? Where are we? Are we good?
We're good.
We are? We can keep going?
Yeah, we can actually keep going.
Serious?
Now,
okay,
think,
now you
I
go.
Think that's
Come
a
on.
Good, no, I just want to.
My jaws are getting tired. Jeez.
My turn. No, I think that we should get back to. We should get back to the basics.
Okay.
So that's one of the basics. Like, you don't do your you don't cook your pasta in your soup.
Oh, God,
and
no.
You need to do it on the side. And that's a basic
culinary technique.
For you listeners out there.
Yes.
Yeah, we keep them in a little ice bath, and then we throw them in the really hot soup.
Right, when you serve it up. You know, because you can't have this big, huge freaking noodle, especially if it's homemade.
Right.
Because they just suck everything out of it.
Oh, that's all you're going to have.
Yeah. And, so you always keep your starchy stuff away from it, and then, unless it's rice. Because you kind of, I don't know.
I'm not a fan of rice and soup.
I'm not a fan of rice and soup. You know, when they had chicken rice, chicken rice soup.
And then the tomato rice was one that my mom... Oh. Speaking of home... dishes that we crave when we're at home, right? When we're coming home from college or whatever. My mom used to always make, after school snack. Well, not so much after school snack, but, you know, growing up, sick days and stuff like that. Tomato rice soup. And I loved it.
Did you?
And to this day, I still like it.
In a can?
And that's,
she made homemade?
Sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Depended.
Nice.
And then she'd make a little cider rice. But that's how I grew up eating tomato soup. And I've come to find in my adulthood that that's really weird. It's weird to have rice with tomato.
It probably is.
But
when you were sick, you just needed something to absorb. Yeah. So you needed that starch in
there. A little extra carb boost. But so what are some of the things that your mom or you would crave when you went
home? Oh, when I went home? Mm-hmm. Okay. My mom, I grew up on a farm, so it was really meat and potatoes. And so when we got down kind of the bare bones, it would be, my mom called it a boiled dinner. And she would just take some sort of pot roast, whether it was a 7-bone or, you know, just a 3-bone pot roast, sear it off real quick, put it in a pot, fill it with water, and any vegetable left, cabbage, potatoes, carrots, celery, onions, all of it. And when I was a kid, I thought that was the grossest stuff ever. I hated boiled dinner. And then one time coming home from college, I was with a friend of mine, and we didn't live far away. So college wasn't very far away. And so we went out for a motorcycle ride one day, and I said, let's just stop in and see my parents. So we come in the door, and he was from a very affluent family. Mm-hmm. So boiled dinner was something that you would name. I mean, boiled was probably not a word they ever used. And my mom had boiled dinner, and it was the best meal I'd had in forever, because college food back then was just nasty. And we sat there, and it was cold. It was, I think it was late fall, and we had to drive back out on the bike another 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, but we were, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? When you're just like geared up, or, you know, you've been given this energy.
Amped.
Yeah. Just amped on this boiled dinner. And we're driving back, and this guy, his name was Evan, and he said, that was one of the best meals I've ever had.
Wow.
And I'm like, man, we had that once every 2 weeks in my house when I was a kid, and I couldn't stand it. And now I love it, and so does Sam.
Oh, that's
awesome.
It's
one of her favorite. And it's just, it's crap because you put ketchup on it. There's potatoes and meat.
That sounds delicious. It's like a hash. It's like a boiled hash.
It's so good.
We'll have to make that sometime.
I
enjoy eating a roasted chicken with you at the breakfast bar. That's one of Sam's. That's gonna be her story when she has a motorcycle boyfriend.
Yeah, it will be. It's like I came back and my mom was just making, you know, boiled chicken. And it's like, oh, yeah, here, let's put some ketchup on it or just some dumplings. Can you make dumplings really quick? Sure. So anyway, so that was our soup of the week. So that's my chicken noodle, and you will find it. It's going to be chicken dumplings. I think I posted it before, but I'm going to make it better this time, and you'll find out on
IntoTheSoup.com.
We'll be right back. This is Heidi Lee. Welcome back to Into the Soup. I'm Heidi Lee. We'd like to tip our hats to Local First Arizona. Shift 10% of your spending to those locals we love so much. Help our community and our economy. Our weekly Wet Your Whistle is brought to you by Local First Arizona. And going back to basics, it's really just a good glass of wine.
It's beautiful, too.
It is a Gerard Bertrand Côte de Rosé Grenache sans salt and Syrah blend. Yeah, and Emily always thinks it's funnier than hell that I can do with these really great accents. I'm too lazy to learn a language. I'd be an amazing linguist.
So she just mocks foreigners.
Ni hao ma! Amigo. Oh, I seriously can't. Remember that time we did that thing on McDonald's when they had a McDonald's had a Facebook page.
Oh my gosh,
in India.
That was hilarious.
And that dude was like, "It's like, okay, who has the best one for sneaking out to get a Happy Meal?" Because apparently it wasn't a good thing to do. And he says, "I told everybody I had to get my grandpa some ointment." Seriously, I'm going to get grandpa's ointment. And then he stops and hides and has a Happy Meal.
You smell like french fries.
No, chicken. I'm sorry, Grandpa. It's actually, Emily and I just pounded it. Oh, no, we have just a little bit of a glass. Less. Cheers, my dear. Love you very much. Woo! Here's the end
we'll
of the soup.
We'll post the empty bottle on IntoTheSoup.com.
IntoTheSoup.com. Well, I'm just sitting here looking at my email, and I got some really fun news, and I can't say who it is. It could be his news. But anyway, oh, Lord, mister. So that's kind of fun. So we'll talk about that as soon as we possibly can. And I didn't pay anybody for that announcement. So here's what's coming up, dudes and chicks. So some functions. August 22nd, so all you Taco Fest lovers, that's coming up. Rick Phillips and David Tida, their
I'll
whole
be there.
Crew, you'll be there. They're doing margarita wars in order to pre-funk all you functioners.
My favorite drink and my favorite food. What?
Food and drink is tequila?
I love a good margarita.
Oh, nice.
And I love me some tacos.
Oh, I see. So margarita tacos. Okay. Yeah. I'm not,
hand in
tequila
hand.
Doesn't do me good. I get mean. I'm like a mean girl, like really mean. I have to be so careful.
I heard some of those stories.
I know.
Hilarious.
It's not good. I told my boyfriend, I'm like, don't ever let me drink tequila.
I think it's very funny.
He's like, you're out of here. So the next one coming up is Oban Sushi Bar Ramen versus Okra. So that would be, who's at Okra? I want to say Micah, but I think you love. I'm not sure.
Those Okra cooks are at Okra.
The Okra cooks are at Okra. Okay, the next one is September 5th. Casino del Sol versus Bitter and Twisted.
Whoop, whoop.
We know where our boss lays. Mm-hmm. And then on September 19th, the Ostrich versus Blue Hound Kitchen and Cocktails.
What's the Ostrich?
I don't know. I've been at Girls Weekend, man. I just zoned out on all this work
we
stuff.
We should really do more research.
I know, we should, but, you know, I mean, we're helping a little.
We're going to find out. Yeah, we're at least giving you the names.
Yeah, and then you can Google it. It's like, why should I do all the work for them?
Yeah, come on.
We
you
love
have an
you.
iPhone.
Sorry. Really, really mean it. September 23rd is the James Beard Dinner, and myself and Jill Smith from CCAP will be there along with a bunch of other CCAP kids, just helping out the chefs getting things done. And finally, save the date for CCAP's Harvest Moon Feast on November 14th at Desert Foothills. So this is basically the coolest, chicest barn venue ever.
Awesome.
So wear appropriate shoes. It's all picnic tables, so you don't want to show up in 3-inch, you know, boots or stilettos
gown.
Or something. Yeah, no, you really don't want to do that. And it's a walk around, and we have about 25 schools participating with local amazing chefs from the Valley and all around the state, and they're preparing these amazing little appetizers for you to taste. We've got lots of yummy, yummy drinks from Tito's.
Cool.
And Courtney Bennett, who's a great supporter of CCAP.
I love
and
Tito's.
All sorts of other things. Arizona Cocktail Week is helping us out with a lot of alcoholic beverages as well, so kudos to them, Damon Scott and Kim Hasrud. And so you can find all the information on IntoTheSoup.com. All right. Take me out. Where are we going? Tell me something. I need something new. Give me something. Back to school.
I need something new. Yep. Back to school. Back to basics. So what did you all buy? What did you have to buy for Santa?
Oh, for Target?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Target was great. I was going to go to the
Did you get that shower curtain in your bathroom?
Yeah.
It has all the rules for the
Oh,
bathroom?
That was different. We bought that at another time. But we got our laundry basket. We got all these little funky little things that hang
Take
off the side of your bed.
Take notes if your kids are going back to
yeah,
school.
Yeah, so you can put your phone in it and, you know, all sorts of stuff. We got all sorts of sticky things to put on the walls because they're, you know, a concrete block.
Okay.
So you can't, you know, drill a hole in it or anything.
Does she have a spacious room?
It is pretty
Mine
nice.
Mine was tiny.
No,
My
it's
dorm
really
room was
nice.
So small.
Well, Barrett's a little bit different, I think. So she has a, I can't remember what it's called. She always is correcting me. jeez, these kids. So she has a suite mate, and then they share a Jack and Jill bathroom, and then there's two other girls on the other side.
Okay.
But the whole floor is co-ed. And so one of her best friends from high school is like three doors down.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's really spacious. It's got double sinks, shower curtain. I mean, you don't have to share a bathroom. When I was in college, oh, my God.
Oh, we had just the communal bathroom,
yeah.
Lots of hair.
Yeah, and everybody,
I was on a
yeah.
girl floor.
Yeah, and all the girls were menstruating at the same time. It's just like, seriously? Well, at least you always knew that, you know, someone down the hallway had a tampon.
Right.
It's like, exactly. God, we become animals. Oh, God, Sammy, no. When we go to college.
Hopefully there's enough testosterone on that floor to mix it up.
It's going to be the bring thing down a little bit, hopefully.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's going to be a bittersweet thing. I'm excited for her to go, but I'm very sad that she's leaving.
Now, did you go college shopping, like when you went to? Because I did very little. My mom's like, mm-hmm. We have all this stuff.
I know. It's like, we'll put some toilet paper in a big garbage bag for you, and you know, you don't really need that. So no, I didn't really. I mean, I went clothes shopping. Mm-hmm. And I loved going back to school, especially when I was little, like in elementary school, junior high, high school. I loved going back to school. I lived a block from my elementary school. And when I knew that my teachers were there getting the rooms ready, I'd go up there and ask if I could help.
Oh, really?
And we'd be like, can I help
you
stick the bomb?
Stick your head in the window.
Hi. And he was like, oh, God. That Simpson girl's going to be coming around. Be ready. We got two more years of her.
And then all of your siblings. Did they make a name for you?
Pardon?
Like my brother was like a savant.
No, none of my brothers.
So that was a tough act to follow, but I was just wondering about like your family, because you have multiple siblings.
I have four brothers.
And they're all older, right?
No, I'm right in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Which explains a lot. I'm the only girl in the middle.
Look at me. Look at
and
me.
Oh, yeah.
You have the complex.
Well, then I was the only girl, so I had to fight for my right to party.
You got to do it.
No, you actually did. I mean, we were all very competitive. And it's, you know, I didn't have Barbies. So it was like, I want to play football with the boys out in the pasture. And this isn't a grassy knoll, you guys. This is like cut down wheat that's like harder than hell. You get tackled in that and you're definitely going to get some scrapes.
So you never played with baby dolls, just like bundles of wheat.
Yeah, bundles
wrapped
of wheat.
Wrapped in a blanket.
Yeah. And crawling through the barns and, you know, having cow shit fights and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that was my childhood. I had a couple of dolls. Every once in a while I got spoiled by my dad because I was the only girl and I think he wanted me to go just a little more feminine. Mm-hmm. And even still, my mom was totally for that too. So until I was in seventh grade, I wasn't allowed to wear pants to school.
Really?
I had to wear a dress or a skirt every day.
It got a little chilly there in Spokane,
well,
though.
You know, that's just what they did. I mean, you didn't think, I was a cheerleader in high school. You went to school in your cheerleading uniform.
Yeah.
It's short skirts, but we had socks that we wore, the knee-high
you
socks.
You were a
then.
Cheerleader?
Yes, I was. Go Bears!
Were you one of the ones that they threw? Because you're pretty small. Did they throw you up in the air?
No, we weren't that sophisticated.
Did you do pyramids?
I was the top. I was the top of the pyramid.
I can totally see that.
But other than that, no, we didn't throw each other. We didn't have any. Our teacher was not a cheerleading coach. He was like the guy who taught, you know, back end science.
History, yeah. As they usually are.
So they just had some coaches. Sort of authority figure there. And he never came to practices, nothing. I mean, we kind of got sued in this day and age. But I always loved school. So it has so much to offer. And I mean, everybody out there, go to school. Even if you're not going to go post high school, just stay in school. If you're going to get your GED and you're going to go out and do something, because that's what I did, yay, but go do something.
Now, why did you decide to get your GED as opposed to finishing out high school?
Because I was a complete stoner. And I just didn't, and there was a lot more factors to it than that, but I didn't see wasting another year to go to World Affairs and Civics. Mm-hmm. It's like, why should I do this? It's just, I wasn't gaining anything out of it. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't participating. And so I thought, why don't I just go skip this and go to college?
Start my life faster.
Yes.
Which is an option for all of you out there.
It was good. I was very immature at that age, but I still made it happen. And I graduated and I did it in 4 years. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you're going to take something on like that, take it on and make it happen.
Yes.
You know, take it on and make it happen. But school is good. So there's all those little babies going back to school. And, you know, even if they're 18 years old, they're still your little babies. So I love you, Sammy. You're going to love it.
Be safe.
Be be safe.
Enjoy.
Don't drive past the bus.
Watch out for the munchkins out
Big
there.
Big people out there.
Take the school zone seriously.
Yes. And continue to go out to dinner. Take your kids because they're going to need it. Because
you
gonna
need
be
a break.
Like,
oh. You need a break from the kids.
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
That's
well,
what all they yeah.
actually. That actually, yeah. Celebrate. They're going back to school.
I know.
Now.
You're like, woohoo!
Go out. Tip your servers
tip
well.
Tip your servers well. Yes.
And
pay attention
yourself.
To, we are getting huge accolades. I know this is tangential. Huge accolades in the Valley now for being a dining destination. These are national and international publications that are spouting, woo, Phoenix is a place to go. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of places coming up. They need your help. They need your support. And that's what we're here for, supporting the culinary arts so dining doesn't go the way of Walmart.
Skip the chain and stick to the locally locals.
Yeah, the locally locals that we love so much. Are we out?
We're out.
We are out. Can you believe it? This was just me and Em.
It was a fun show.
I don't know that I didn't realize we could actually really talk this much.
We're pretty darn interesting.
And be so freaking fantastic. That's what's amazing to me.
Our self-esteem is so bad.
I know, it's horrible, and I'm not a narcissist. I love my girls. Girls Weekend, that was fantastic. Every year it just gets a little bit better. Love you, Em. Thank you so much. Thanks to everybody out there who supports and listens. Any input you have, any ideas you've got, we're happy to hear them. Take care of each other. Take care of yourself. This is Heidi Lee. You're into the soup.